It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Lock Room, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Jonesboro, Nettleton High School. As the Mountain Home Bombers continue non-conference play tonight, getting set to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. Nettleton 1-0 on the campaign, coming off a 42-21 victory over a very good Pocahontas ball club last Friday night. Mountain Home is 0-1 on the campaign. Of course, that 27-7 loss last week at home at the hands of Harrison. A tough test for Mountain Home this evening. This is a good Nettleton ball club. They've got some great skill players, and it's going to be a especially tough test for this Mountain Home defense tonight. Beautiful night for football. We will take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. From Week 1, the Player of the Week, Luke Foreman, a senior defensive end and guard. Luke recorded 5 tackles, 3 assisted tackles, and had 1 forced fumble in Friday's loss to Harrison. Luke carries a 3.0 GPA. Also a member of the Bomber soccer team, he's the son of Mary Foreman. Luke Foreman, the player of the game against Harrison, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-881-5455. 54. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454. Results.
Do you suffer chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, neuropathy, or arthritis pain? If so, then interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management specialists with over 50 years of combined pain experience. They form North Arkansas's largest, fully comprehensive pain management clinic to help those suffering. New patients are being accepted in the Mountain Home and Harrison locations. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Now back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We are back in Jonesboro at Nettleton High School. The Bombers tonight getting set to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. Joining me for the broadcast again tonight, once he gets his headset on, we've been trying to get everything set up here. They just did not only the national anthem, but also God Bless America by some second graders, and it was a great performance, but it took a little while. We're still trying to get set up, aren't we,
yeah,
Bob?
It took a little while to get them where we need to be, and you gave me the headphones with the microphone on the wrong side. I'm not going to be able to work.
Well, we'll turn it around here in a minute, or we'll turn your head around. Okay. It's your head that's backwards.
Yeah,
Bob, let's talk about this matchup tonight. First off, of course, Mountain Home coming off that loss last week to Harrison at home, a 20-point loss. We talked about it on the air last week, and Brian talked about it on the coach's show earlier tonight. You see teams make their most improvements between week one and week two, and obviously we got to see a lot of improvement here tonight.
Well, I think you will from the Mountain Home side. You got to realize that Brian took over the job late in the summer, had a limited amount of time with the kids, no spring ball, no anything. So, you know, the first time, you know, we played was in the scrimmage. We were limited to them because of injuries. So the very first look you got at real competition was the game last week. So you learn a lot about what works, what doesn't work, who can play where, who can't play where. It's just a lot of evaluation and learning goes after that first ball game.
This is a Nettleton ball club that beat a very good Pocahontas ball club last week. Pocahontas had some votes in the top five in Class 4A in the AP poll to start the season before their loss last week. They were up 42-7 excuse me, at halftime. Nettleton was. They've got some big play young men. DeAndre Henry, the quarterback, threw for three touchdowns, rushed for another one last week. He's getting some interest from Jackson State, UAPB, some B2 schools. They've got a great running back as well.
Datavian Turner, you know, 10 carries, 100 yards, two touchdowns. He got some small college looks after him. You know, bottom line, they're very athletic. If you remember the quarterback from last year, the key was keeping him in the pocket last year, making him throw the ball, don't let him get outside the pocket and create plays with his legs. If you can stand back there and make him throw from the pocket, he's not near as effective as he is if he runs in free space.
One of the things they like to do, which we have seen in the past, is a different form of the option where he either hands it or lean up and throw a little quick slant to a tight end across the middle, a little drag route there, and there's different things they like to do out of that sense.
Well, they're pretty simple, but they do a lot of things, you know, and that's simply a run-pass look option right there. You know, he's going to read the defensive back, and if the defensive back stays back, he's going to give the ball. If the defensive back comes up, he's going to throw it. I mean, it's a simple read. It just takes repetition and practice and know where to look.
Bombers coming off, as we mentioned, that loss last week, first time on the road. So, again, some adjustments there. We get that first road trip of the season. A lot of seniors are in this ball club, so the travel's not a problem at all. It's just that first one of the year.
It's just the first one of the year. You know, we travel so much that travel really doesn't affect our kids like it does other kids. When other kids come to Mountain Home, you know, they think they've been on a school bus for 7 days. You know, it's not unusual for us to get on the bus and drive 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
So the kids learn that from day one.
Well, earlier on Brian's show, you heard him talk about Blake Bogie, more than likely out for the season. We haven't got official word yet. He's got a knee injury, the starting strong safety and tight end. You got Peyton Hughes, who is out for the season, starting linebacker and second string tight end. Eddie Just is hurt as well, a knee injury. He's a starting halfback and free safety, and he may be out for a while. And then David Waymire, we just found out late yesterday afternoon, he is out tonight. He's got a shoulder problem and a neck problem. He is not going to play tonight. Bob, that is four defensive starters and three offensive starters not in the lineup tonight, and that is so hard to overcome.
That's so hard to overcome in those skill positions, and David does such a good job on both the offensive and defensive fronts. That's great big holes to fill, and, you know, depth is not a great big strong point we have. You know, we're pretty good across the front on both sides. You know, when you start going three and four deep, you know, everybody's going to struggle at the high school level if you have to go three or four deep, or if you have to change positions 2 weeks into the year. You know, the learning curve is just very, very high.
We're going to take a break. Lots of interesting matchups around the state tonight. Matt will have our studio report coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. From week one, the Player of the Week, Luke Foreman, a senior defensive end and guard. Luke recorded 5 tackles, 3 assisted tackles, and had 1 forced fumble in Friday's loss to Harrison. Luke carries a 3.0 GPA. Also a member of the Bomber soccer team, he's the son of Mary Foreman. Luke Foreman, the player of the game against Harrison, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm Agency.
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp joining you with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home Bombers getting ready for their first road test over in Jonesboro, taking on the Raiders of Nettleton tonight. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off in the 6A East, Searcy playing at home against Batesville tonight. The Lions coming off that win over Valley View last week, and Batesville suffered a loss to Jonesboro over at Centennial Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University. Speaking of Jonesboro, the Golden Hurricane, who are ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, will be at Conway tonight. The Wampus Cats coming off a surprising loss to Springdale last week. Jacksonville at home against Little Rock Catholic. Little Rock Hall is hosting Mills tonight. Pine Bluff, who is currently tied in a 3-way tie for 4th in Class 6A, is at Watson Chapel, so they didn't have far to go tonight. Marion is at Jackson, Missouri. And West Memphis, who's also part of that 3-way tie for 4th in Class 6A, is at home against Blytheville. On the local level, a big matchup tonight is Yellville Summit playing at Salem tonight. Panthers trying to bounce back from their loss last week at Paris. The Greyhounds coming off that big 22-point victory last week at Mountain View. Melbourne playing at Cave City tonight. Marshall is at Rosebud. Speaking of Mountain View, the Yellow Jackets are hosting a team that's ranked in the Class 2A top 5, and that is Conway Christian. They are at number 3 this week. Harrison is at home against Salem Springs. West Plains is in Springfield to take on Hillcrest. Hollister is at Bolivar. Forsyth is having their very first home game of varsity football ever. The Panthers at home against Diamond. Branson is at Ozark, Missouri, and Ava is at Mountain View Liberty. In the Associated Press top 10 games that I haven't mentioned yet, number 1, Harbor is at Jefferson City, Missouri tonight. Probably the biggest matchup of the state is number 2, Bryant at 3rd-ranked Fayetteville. Number 4, North Little Rock playing at home against Little Rock McClellan. 5th-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is at home against Fort Smith Southside. Greenwood defeating Northside last week. 6th-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is at home in Little Rock to take on Ridgeway, Tennessee. Number 8, Bentonville West, is at home against Little Rock Central, and number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked third in Class 6A, is actually playing at number 9, Cabot, so that's another top 10 matchup we've got this evening. Only one game in the Class 6A top 5 that I haven't mentioned yet, and that is Benton, who is part of that three-way tie for fourth with West Memphis and Pine Bluff. They're in Little Rock tonight to take on Parkview. The Panthers looking to bounce back from last week's salt bowl loss to Bryant. Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't gotten to yet. Number 2, Wynn, is hosting Mall Mill this evening. Third-ranked Alma is at Springdale. The Airedales coming off a win last week against Van Buren. Fourth-ranked Little Rock Christian playing against Shiloh Christian tonight in Springdale. And number 5, Morrilton, is in Little Rock to take on J.A. Fair. Class 4A top 5, number 1, Nashville, is at DeQueen this evening. Second-ranked P. Ridge has this week off. The P. Ridge played two games last week in week 1. Number 3, Warren, is at home against Stuttgart. Third-ranked Joe T. Robinson is at Central Arkansas Christian. So they just had to travel across the Arkansas River, and that was really about it. And number 5, Prairie Grove, is at home against Vian, Oklahoma. Class 3A top 5. Number 1, Prescott, is hosting Camden Harmony Grove. Second-ranked Junction City is at England tonight. Third-ranked Charleston is hosting Episcopal Collegiate. Number 4, Rivercrest, is in Jonesboro to take on Valley View. And number 5, Bald Knob, is at Southside Batesville. And in the Class 2A top 5 games that I haven't mentioned yet, number 1, Mount Ida, is at Jesseville tonight. Second-ranked Risen is at home against Baptist Prep. Number 4, Danville, is at home against Lavaca. And 5th-ranked McCrory is hosting Desark. Let's look what else is going on around the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Nettleton. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
This is the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jonesboro, the Bombers trying to snap a four-game losing streak against Nettleton tonight. The Raiders won last year 28-24 after Mountain Home led 24-14 at halftime. 2 years ago, Mountain Home had over 130 more yards than the Raiders, but they lost that one by 1 point. We'll take a break, come back, and kick it off next. The Bombers and Nettleton coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!